The suit seeks to challenge the state's rules of criminal procedure for evidence seized in a criminal investigation that does not result in any charges. It was brought by former Petersburg resident Danny Thompson and current resident Greg Richeson. In separate investigations involving marijuana in 2013, law enforcement obtained search warrants and seized personal property from the men. Attorney Fred Trium represents the two.
Both suffered delays of over 4 years before their stuff was returned. One guy has still not gotten his stuff back, but the police have offered to return it to him recently. And 4 years is way too long to keep things of this nature without bringing a criminal complaint.
Officers seized cell phones, coins, guns, computers, electronics, cameras, and other private property as part of criminal investigations. Police did find marijuana plants in one home in one case and marijuana in the mail in the other investigation, but prosecutors ultimately decided against bringing any charges. State rules say search warrants, affidavits, receipts, and inventories must be kept sealed until charges related to the warrant have been filed or 4 years have elapsed. A court can release those documents earlier for good cause and can hold them longer for a good cause. The plaintiffs don't dispute the validity of the search warrants, but they argue the length of time their property was held as potential evidence violates their constitutional rights. Superior Court Judge William Carey ruled against the plaintiffs at the end of April and again in July. He wrote that the plaintiffs have shown no constitutional violation, let alone any flagrant violation. In January, Carey also ruled against the plaintiffs' motion to expand the case into a class action. Trium sought to bring more plaintiffs into the case and expand the list of defendants to include drug task forces around the state. He's now expecting to appeal the judge's rulings to the state Supreme Court.
In any other court in the country, in an enlightened court in an urban area, with a court that has experience in class action litigation, this case would have been certified as a class action. And in fact, there are numerous cases similar to this one that were certified as class actions. But it's my dumb luck that I brought the case in Petersburg, Alaska, and the court here does not understand the fundamental principles of class action litigation and therefore denied the motion. So I have to appeal.
Trium argues that the seizure and holding of property is a way for police to punish people outside of the court process. Defendants in the civil suit were the Petersburg Borough, a local police officer, and the Regional Drug Task Force, the Southeast Alaska Cities Against Drugs, or CCAD. A state trooper and a former head of the regional task force were also named as defendants, along with the State Department of Public Safety and the Statewide Drug Enforcement Unit for their involvement with CCAD. Assistant Attorney General Mari Carpinetti is representing state law enforcement in the case and is pleased with the court's rulings.
Our position is that suing the Department of Public Safety and the Statewide Drug Enforcement Unit, and particularly individual state troopers, is not the way to affect the change that plaintiffs seem to be trying to affect with this lawsuit, which is to say that they're looking for a change in the criminal rules, specifically Criminal Rule 37, and how search warrants are treated and the fact that they're sealed.
An April ruling by Judge Carey found for the defendants in all but one argument. That was the dispute over whether there was an improper taking of property by the state in the time before that property was returned. On that point, the case almost went to trial. However, Trium ultimately wanted to appeal the entire case in a higher court and did not oppose the state's motion to rule against him in that argument as well. Tim Bowman represented the borough in the case. His legal fees are being paid by the borough's insurance carrier.
It was difficult for them to face this kind of a lawsuit where they're being accused of some, rather salacious things that simply weren't true. This was a dedicated police department doing its best to, effectuate the law within its jurisdiction. We're just pleased now that we have this matter behind us.
The plaintiffs and the borough have come to an agreement on a settlement that will end the borough's involvement in the case. That will mean a payment to the two men of $6,000, the equivalent of the value of the property held during the investigation. Bowman says the borough isn't admitting any wrongdoing and calls the settlement a business decision to get out of the case rather than continue to defend it.
The borough you know, certainly has done the best that it can with the resources that's available to it. They reach out to, you know, to other agencies for assistance in this matter. And frankly, sometimes these kinds of cases are difficult for small-town police departments to investigate and to prosecute.
Attorneys for the defendants and the judge both pointed out that the plaintiffs did not pursue the existing process in the criminal rules for earlier return of their property. The plaintiff's attorney says they did seek to unseal the search warrants before the 4 years elapsed, but were denied. The suit had been scheduled to go to trial in Superior Court this month. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Wicknicki.